Wilson, okay?
I slipped and fell.
You slipped and fell. Oh, so sorry. Eswati, Anna.
What's it?
Eswati.
Day.
Huh?
A dear friend, Eswati. And that's all.
Oh, I know the ampai.
And he bit me ampai. Maybe it's ampai you.
Anyways, drop your shot. Drop your shots, let's go.
I'll report you.
Please drop your shots, let's go.
To you, my little girl, Pato Landry, and tell Lamin that we are still waiting for Nama and meat.
Yeah, we are waiting for meat. I should tell. Say it again.
House, I tell her that I said Nama. When I did a Nama.
Are you tall? Lafialo.
Lafialo. Well, when it's Christmas, you shouldn't come for our chickens.
Lafialo, tall.
Oh, stop it.
Tall.
Nathaniel, you.
Thanks for calling, yeah. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Anyways, you can still give me a call. Let's do 2 or 3 more calls. But I think I want to speak to my ladies. I haven't heard from them tonight, and it's not making me feel fine. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm also fine. What's your name?
Joseph.
Joseph. Yeah. Hey. sorry for the laugh. Please, can we take it from the top? Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine.
I cannot believe my ears. Hey!
As a minister.
Hey!
Yes, Kelly,
baby. This is how you talk to the guys? Is that how you talk to the guys?
It depends.
It depends on what?
It depends on the mood.
Just think, let's say I sent you, you don't know me anywhere, I'm just someone you met. I just sent you, let's say, maybe 3,000 cedis. Say, oh, use this for breakfast tomorrow. Reply me with a voice note. What are you saying?
I should reply you with a voice note.
Yeah.
Oh. Am I here?
Am I here, man?
Why would you send me, like, you know, money to buy breakfast or whatever?
What's that?
Why would you send me that?
I just met you. I just feel like, oh, I mean, I probably want to have a thing with you. I just send you 3,000. Oh, what should I find for the breakfast? How would you reply me with a voice note?
In fact, it
didn't to me.
You know how
I'm here.
I told you.
And see, open just said, Obi, I'm 3,000 cedis.
Nah. You see, I was sending my voice note.
Obi amount 3,000 cedis da.
3,000.
Aye. Is it the breakfast or the money 3,000 ankasa? Obi am febi
money ankasa.
Huh.
Mhm.
Like play. All this voice, pretty nice voice. Hello. Hello.
Ayaka.
Hello, Nina.
Is that you mean you?
Yes, Kelly, baby. It's your lady, baby.
Hello. What was the biggest amount you've ever received?
I think 5,000.
Ah, well, what's that out there? Because why would I say Now, I'm actually speechless. Because tell me why I'm talking about 3,000 and I say that nobody has given you 3,000 but somebody has given you 5,000. Does it make sense? I'm confused.
Eskele, baby. It's your baby.
I'm a grandma to say, yeah. Oh, this is weird, right? Right? At this point, I'm speechless.
Don't be.
Please drop me a shout. Let's go.
To my customers and everyone doing the listening.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
I mean, Jamal is saying weirdo like. Anyways, because this is not weird. I'm asking you that. You meet me for the first time. You don't know me anyway. I send you a 3,000 cedis for breakfast, and I tell him nobody has done that before. But then somebody has sent you 5,000. I asked you. If somebody has sent you 3,000, then it's a person who just say, your man at 3,000, but your man at the bro, sir. Wow. It's been nice to be a woman, though. In my next life, I'm coming with big boobs, big buttocks. Be ready for me. And my name is going to be, what female name? Let me see a female name that will work better for me if I should come as a lady. You guys on TikTok, give me a name. Make sure that's a Sanat. It's good to see you. Sanat the MMP. I'm Vicky. I don't think I'll appreciate Vicky. Make sure I sit the Ike from Pong. Someone says mommy. I think mommy is okay. Mommy makes sense. Miss K. The K. K for what? What is the K for? Mommy probably maybe you with me work. If I'm coming as a lady, what name do you think will best fit me? You guys on TikTok, this one is for you. Type it and let me talk about it and let me choose one. Because if I'm coming back as a lady in my next life. Because you guys just get freebies like that. You get 5,000 cedis, 10,000 cedis, and all of that. Just like that. Just for being a woman. Just for being a woman. Really? The Shira says Natalia. Not the nut again. Because this nut is making me suffer too much. So not the nut again. Someone says Sandy. Sandy. Sounds too old. Oh, is that your name though? Is that your name? If it's your name, it's not old. But if it's not your name, it's old. Mommy says Mommy Ajua. Okay. The Ajua, I think I like the name Mommy. But Mommy Sewa probably is one that I like a lot. Ishra says Marigold. Okay, I think that'll bring me some gold. Yeah, I could go with that. That'll bring me some gold. I think the mommy name, I don't know what I have with mommy. If I hear mommy, then something is doing me like mommy. Especially mommy say, oh God. Like you just can just take me away. Like just take me away. Just take me away. Because I said mommy Nyako says, hey mommy. Oh, like the way it comes out. Oh my God. Mommy. Like mommy. Like mommy B. Oh, like mommy B. Give me some, like mommy B. Sounds good, right? Why mommy O day? Baby, mommy O day say.
Eskele, baby. It's your baby.
Mommy O day themselves. Baby, mommy O day say. Baby, Obeyana, 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 Anyways, oh my God. I'm going to say mommy radio. Wait. Mommy TV. I think I should have a radio station like that, right? Mommy T Radio, my friend, mommy radio. Welcome to mommy radio. I was here for your mama kwaba. I am mommy radio. In 70 binye. And the mommy radio doesn't exist. Hiya, mommy radio. 100.12. And semi bini and your brain. You know, metro train come on. Well, that's just out of the way. This is a show that allows you be yourself. And it's time now for us to have a conversation tonight. And I can't wait to do that with you. If you just join me on TikTok, it's great to know you're listening to the show. Someone says, "Mommy Nathaniel." Maybe my girlfriend Papa Ife, because I'm seeing you remember tonight. I can't don't ask him to see them. My friend Papa Ife. You must have friend me. Hey. You must have friend me. Uncle Nanya. Oh, God. Anyways, we're getting into Unfiltered tonight. And tonight, I want you to be unfiltered as possible. I want you to speak your mind as possible as you can. And I know this is going to be this is going to bring a lot of problems tonight, but we're going to talk about it still. And I want to hear your thoughts on this one tonight. It's a very simple conversation we're having, but not so simple. I've got Lami in the house. Lami, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Why did this sound like you were opening up something?
Opening up what?
Mm-hmm. I had a zip sound.
A zip?
Like zzz.
I didn't open any zip.
All right, it's good to see you. Hope you're fine.
I'm doing so well.
We thank God. When you're be Tiana.
May pebi a diggy diggy.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about
food.
Of
course, I know.
So what am I talking about?
You're talking about my favorite food.
Your favorite food? What's your
yes,
favorite
please.
Food?
You know it, so.
What's your favorite food?
You know it.
That's super. There's a ghost in the house. Hi, Bona, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, what?
I'm good.
You're gold.
Our fish is good.
I said I'm good.
Gold. I don't know how to say.
And our person.
I'm telling gold, 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 gold.
I said
I'm good.
I'm good.
You're gold.
I'm fine.
Simple.
Yeah, you're fine, eh?
Yeah, I'm fine.
We thank God to know you. Ah, what is wrong with all of you? All right, it's good to see you. Now, we're going to have a conversation now. Tonight, guys, we're asking you if your partner could only give you one in abundance. It is between deep love or deep respect. Which would you choose and why? And tonight, this is a conversation. I don't want to hear the money matter in this problem. We get it. Money makes love sweeter. We all know about it. If you have money, you can do a lot of things for your partner and all of that. But after the money has been spent, there's a lot that goes into the relationship. And so I don't want to hear, I don't want to hear that tonight. I know we all need money. That's why we're suffering. And that's why you do what you have to do. So I'm asking you tonight, if your partner could only give you one in abundance, this is one that you need in abundance. This is one thing that you feel like you cannot do without. Is it deep love or deep respect? This is what we're talking about tonight on the show. And I'm asking you, which one would you choose and why? Lami.
Yeah, Nathaniel.
For you, what's this two for you? What's love and what's respect for you?
So, for love, okay, so I'll take respect first.
Mm.
So respect is a kind of admiration. Like you admire something from within someone based on their qualities, their abilities, their achievement.
Mm.
And then you, based on that, you admire those things and you intend to treat them according to the qualities you admire in them.
Mm.
That is respect from my end.
Okay.
And then with love, is it an action word or... So love is something you feel about someone. It also has something doing with the person's ability, the person's like qualities also, but sometimes it doesn't go deep as respect does.
Okay,
Bora. What's love for you and what's respect for you?
Oh, okay. So for me, I feel love is the inner affection and then emotion you have towards someone.
Mm.
And then respect comes with the things you do which make someone feel valued, welcomed, and, you know, appreciated. Yeah.
Okay. Lina, I'm going to ask you straight.
Yeah.
Amongst the two or between these two, which one do you think that you will want your partner to give you in abundance? Is it deep love or deep respect?
I would choose respect.
Right, before you tell me why, please, if you're listening to me and you want to send a voice note, you can send it to me on WhatsApp on 055-11-11-995. 055-11-11-995. And your comments are also welcome in the comments. Phyllis says deep respect. And she continues to say respect.
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next bucket list trip. The next home renovation. Or the next milestone celebration. Right now, earn 4.0% annual percentage yield with a new high-yield performance savings account. Opening an account online takes just minutes. Go to northwest.com/performance to get started today. And visit a new financial center opening in your neighborhood soon. Member FDIC. Northwest Bank. For what's next.
Actually builds a safe environment. Both partners feel valued and secure. And Efo Gamo also says that, honestly, both go hand in hand. If you love someone, you would respect them. Okay. Lami,
yeah,
you said respect.
Yes,
why do you say respect?
Deep respect. There is a saying that sometimes love will vanish.
Mm.
Sometimes love will leave a relationship or a marriage for some moment.
Mm.
But what brings the love back? It's a peaceful place.
Okay.
So you've loved yourself so much. You love your partner. And then, let's say, two or three things happened between the two of you. And now there is, let's say, a issue between both partners. What will bring peace is peace. And I believe that a man can lead when he is respectful. So we mostly hear men saying that, oh, me dey me pa oba obo ade, me dey me pa oba obo ade. But we don't normally hear women saying that.
Mm.
We don't normally hear that.
Mm.
But it is a leader and then a follower, if that is what we believe in.
Mm.
And I believe that if you lead, it means you have to act the way I should act or the way you want me to act. So, you see, leaders, by you do... And then I follow.
Leader by example.
Yes. So if you are a leader, it means whatever you want your followers to act, you're supposed to do the same.
Mm.
And, you know, as a man, if you respect everyone around you, everyone is going to respect you back. As we say, respect is reciprocal. So it is just like that. If you see a woman bowing or respecting the husband so much, it is mostly coming from the man, how the man treats her. Personally, I value respect so much. And I believe that if you respect me, I'm not sure you are going to do seven things that would affect us, because...
Okay.
You are going to pay attention to me. And as I said earlier, you respect people based on your admiration, what you see in them, their qualities.
Mm.
Yes, we have some people that are armed robbers. So those who knows they are the person is an armed robber, they don't value the person or they don't respect the person. Let's say if that same person relocates to a different place, this same person has built a house, he has a car, he has been donating to charity homes. Based on what he is doing, people are going to respect him.
Okay.
That is what they see. So if you see some qualities in me that you admire, it means you have to treat me like that. You have to respect that. So we respect, but sometimes you will see someone not being old and nipaning that much, but maybe the person has a standard.
Okay.
And that standard puts him to certain standard for some people to admire and then respect that. And when they admire you, they are going to treat you the way they see those qualities.
I'm not breaking you, but there's a question, and I was actually going to ask the same question. Since you would want to go for respect, I was about to say that most people believe that respect is the foundation of a lasting relationship. Phyllis is asking the same thing, that he's saying the same thing, that deep respect is most suitable foundation for lasting partnership. So why do some people believe that respect is a foundation if you want your relationship to last? And do you even believe it to start with before you can speak to it?
Yeah, I do believe it. So you see, before you go in for someone, it means you've seen something that pulled you to the person. So we see people sometimes just our first impression, and then we are behaving some way to the person. I remember I said this year, I was wearing my farm attire, and then I was walking. I walked to a restaurant
to go and eat fufu.
And then, like, the person just said he tore the tissue and on the bed to my table and so. And then the students there, he took the whole tissue and then he went to place it there. At that time, the person sees a dirty woman. The person sees Obi and Ataria and Huayufin. That is what the person sees. And that is what is going to inform her on how to treat me. And those students were in suits because they're law school. Those students were in suit. So obviously, they are
from office.
They will respect you based on that. So if that is what you see in me, so that is what the person sees in that woman. Do you get it? So if you see the need to respect me, it is going to be a hallmark. Like, lady, this is what this person is. And based on that, I bet you, sir, but if Dangote comes here to insult you, you insult him back.
But somebody else would also argue that, let me just ask this straight. Have you ever witnessed a relationship where love was present but respect was missing? How can that be possible, that there's love but there's disrespect?
Okay, so those, I have felt that before, but in that case, you feel that there is love. Because, you see, those people, they love you when they need something from you. They show love. Not they love you, but they show love.
Is it showing love or love?
No. They show love when they want something from you or when they need you around. And then they disrespect you when you are no more useful to them. And then when they are coming back again, they will bombard you with love, do everything. Then you change your mind and you come to them.
What if the difference is that maybe there's a problem? Maybe I love you. I actually love you, but maybe there's a problem and we have an issue. And that's why maybe I'm withdrawn back.
Okay.
And then later if problems are fixed, I'm back into, I mean,
how being do you the solve how do you solve it?
That one I I'm only starting an example.
Yo. So you see, when you said when it is solved, how is it going to be solved?
Be solved through love.
Which love?
Love conquers
like
everything.
I will come there, I'm mad at you. I'll come there and then you just hold my ass.
No, that's a part of love. It doesn't mean that's only love.
So that's what we have
the five languages of love. Okay. The touch, the physical touch, the gifts, the words of affirmation, the five. We all know. So let's say in a situation like what I just cited, mm-hmm. I come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. That's worse of a information. Yeah. Letting you know, maybe I'll never do this again to you. I'm so sorry. It won't happen again. I love you so much. Give you reassurances and make you feel fine again. Kiss you on the forehead. Mm-hmm. And we're good.
So,
doesn't it mean that I love you?
You see, whatever you said.
Wouldn't it be that then in every situation, then whenever there's an issue, the person is disrespecting you? Or how do you tell the difference between the love and the disrespect?
So you
hold on for me. I think there's a comment. Phyllis says it's possible. Mommy says deep respect. Deep respect keeps a relationship strong. And Mommy again says when you respect each other, you listen, value each other's opinion, and treat each other well. And she continues to say love can grow naturally when there is respect. But without respect, even strong feelings of love can fade.
Yeah.
This is strange. Yeah. One church, I mean,
and there's strange.
Somebody out there that is finding it strange as well.
Yeah, you see, I will confess today.
Mm.
I honestly, this is my first moment experiencing a man respecting me, I've been around two men. The usual. They will just touch you anyhow, or they will just talk to you. They will sexualize everything. But this type of men, they don't do that. When maybe I want to do something, I don't even tell them that, can you excuse me? They do that immediately. When we talk, you will see that respect in it. When I need help, sometimes I don't even ask for it. And I sit down to ask myself, do men really respect women like that? Because I have never felt respected before.
So are we not misplacing love?
No.
For respect, relax. I know what you're saying. What you're saying is beautiful. It's good. But don't you think it's rather someone showing you love and does not respect? Don't you think so?
Okay, so you
because
are seeing
for love. Someone coming to you mm-hmm. and helping you out when you don't need it, it's more like someone giving you an act of service, which is also a language of love.
Of love. So this is where I call it a respect.
Mm-hmm. Winnie Daki says that has nothing to do with love. They didn't love you. I'm sure he wants to say that it's not really love, but maybe.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Now the message.
What did he say?
The message is, from what I am saying, I'm saying that you are taking it as respect, but maybe they are rather showing you a kind of love. I don't know what Winnie is trying to say, but Winnie says that has nothing to do with love. They didn't love you. I don't know if you said anything that made her say that. I'm sure maybe it could be that her network or something. I don't know. But Phyllis says that I'm a police officer and I had a case where the partner insult and beat a lady in public and beg her later. Mm-hmm. He's begging the lady not to leave because he loves her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you see, when we talk about respect and love, when there is respect, there is love. But someone can love you based on circumstance, based on situation.
And that's not wrong.
That is so wrong.
It depends on the circumstance.
Yes. They express that based on circumstance. Oh, true. So you will feel love today and tomorrow you are fighting.
Mm.
You feel love tomorrow and tomorrow next you are fighting. That is not love.
But I still wanted to touch on what you talked about, that maybe you don't say they help you. You don't have to tell them that, I need an excuse, they excuse you. Maybe the excuse thing maybe would be considered, but for someone having to help you out, I feel like that's also still a form of love. Someone loving you.
Okay.
Oh.
So Nathaniel, let's say you are there like this and then I call you. Nathaniel, please, this is what I want to do. And please, can you help me with your opinion? Let's say this is someone let's say 20 years older than you called you, and then the person wants your opinion, what can you say? Is it love, or the person really admire your qualities?
Someone that's 20 years older than me,
like someone who's asks older, me for my way opinion older. The person is need your assistance, need your opinion.
Do we have anything romantic something. To do?
No.
Whatever we're discussing is romantically, though.
No, I don't mean that.
No, I'm trying to say that the conversation we're having is in a romantic setting.
Yes, so
let's not come and mix it with this. The question you're asking me is a good question. I'm going to answer that, but I just want you to know the premise on which we're having a conversation. Yeah. So that is why I said that the person will do that for you because he loves you.
Thank you for even saying that. You see, there are some couple some boyfriend, girlfriend, that I say that the boyfriend lacks critical thinking when it comes to discussing issues. Like, this lady will go out and she will find something amazing. She will come to tell the boyfriend and he's also talking about something else. And now, she doesn't even bother herself to talk to him because when it comes to important conversations. Do you get it? So if that person comes to you for such, it means nipane hun certain qualities in you. And as I said earlier, when someone respects you,
I can be a listener. Like a good listener. Let's say, Nathaniel, you're only Nikasa Oti. He's a listener. Doesn't really mean I respect you.
No.
Maybe I like you. Maybe I like your matter. And I think I appreciate the fact that, I get to share a moment with you. Could be respect, but in most cases, maybe it might not be respect. Maybe it might be the fact that, I just love to listen to people. I just love to listen.
When you respect people, what do you do?
You help them.
Okay. So you've answered yourself.
But I don't know if you get where I was also coming from. But before I come back to you, let me go to Lami. Lami, which one are you going for? Is it deep Lami's love?
Yeah.
Let me go back to Bonna. She's been out for a long time. I don't even remember her name. Which one would you go for, deep love or deep respect?
Okay, so I'll go for deep love.
Tell me more.
Yeah. All right. So personally, I feel. Yeah, I don't want to disagree with the concept that love can die at a certain point in life or at a particular stage. Definitely, the way you start loving someone may not or may be the same from the start. Exactly. So, I would definitely go with a deep love. And I feel when someone loves you, they won't do something to hurt you. If you talk about love, if the person really loves you, not expressing this facial love or fake love.
What's fake love and what's the real love?
So to me, fake love is just trying to please, eye pleasing or just pleasing the person when the person is around. But as you made, I don't know if it was you or Sis Lami, was talking about how a policeman spoke about.
I think it was a comment.
Comment from Phyllis. Exactly. Yeah. So, with this, I would say the person
doesn't love you.
If they really love you, they will correct you, respect you, appreciate you, and contribute to your growth.
Okay.
If the person loves you.
Okay.
We say something that love covers
everything. Everything. And you believe in that.
To some extent, I do believe that.
Okay.
And I don't want to go so deep into this, but Sis Lami said something that she wants to confess. I want to say something, but it's not.
Do you also want to confess?
It's not my opinion.
No, you can confess.
It is. You just give an example.
But you can confess.
It's not my experience, but I want to say this.
Confess.
Until you meet someone who loves you, you would think that someone who appreciates you for being with them is different with these two.
I don't get it.
If you meet someone who loves you, everything in the world is embedded in that particular person. The person respects you, appreciates you, contributes to your growth. Even if you are in pain, the person will even leave whatsoever they are doing, whether important or not important, to be with you until you heal.
And that's love.
And that is love.
Okay.
The person can go to a number of extents for you.
Okay.
And regardless, no matter what you do to the person, yes, the person will express his discomfort or her discomfort, but will never do that at the expense of your emotion or something that will go against you. Will not just say it sharply like that. The person will sit you down and tell you that, babe, what you did, I wasn't happy with this. We should have done it this way, and that way. That way, I feel the person is respecting.
Not, yeah, because I was about to say, is that not somebody respecting
you? Exactly. The person is respecting you. That is why I said I am choosing love. And the love that I am choosing.
Because the person loves you, that's why he's able to respect your opinion and respect that this didn't go well and we should do it.
Exactly. And this is what we should do. That is why I stated earlier that there is genuine love and there is fake love. The person is just appreciating you for who you are.
But you think that love conquers respect in all settings? Do you think that?
Not all settings.
If you're expecting something from your partner, amongst these two, for you, it has to be love.
Yeah. For me, it has to be love. And with the love, I would definitely examine you to see whether you are really with me because of my physics, because of the qualities you see in me, because of what you think I can offer you. Maybe you want advice, you want someone you can communicate with, and you feel I am.
But we all have reasons for being with someone.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, we have
reasons.
So you
can't exempt what you are saying.
Anyways, I always emphasize on the fact that until you are loved or you love someone, you can't be with a person. Nipanokra humbe we should be like, oh tete me, you are doing this. Definitely it may be because of the person's money or something. That is why you are with the person. But it will get to a point that you'll be like, okra o tete me, you are doing this, you are worrying me, you are distracting me. But when you love the person genuinely, that is why we say that people who are in love, they are difficult to be advised, because they are blinded with the love because of the things the people are doing for them. If they are disrespecting them, they don't even see it as disrespect because they feel the person is loving me. And that, to some extent, you can say that is fake love. But until you enter inside, that is when you say that, no, this person really advises, really controls in a moderate way that doesn't go against you and doesn't go against your partner. On the other hand, if your partner really loves you and it is a genuine love, you see that they will do things that you yourself, you feel like, with their manyeni you, I didn't do it well, yet the person will still be with you and say, it's not all times that it's going to be smooth for us. We will conquer this. And that is when the respect comes in. The person knows that at this point, when I say this, you are comforted. At this point, when I say this, with the tone that I even say it, you feel welcome and you feel safe in my area or in my arms. You feel okay with me. But when the love is fake or it's based on physics or some qualities, the moment those qualities are being taken away, like you see someone in suit and then you approach the person, the next time you see the person in any rascal dress, you feel like, now we're so bad, abeng. Since when did I see this?
Let me read this comment. I thought Winnie was with respect. I think now Winnie's having a different, I don't know. But Winnie says, genuine love has a lot of things embedded in it, respect included. Respect doesn't guarantee love. And Phyllis was also going for respect. Now Phyllis is siding with Winnie, saying yes. So I'm confused now. But let me ask you this. I put this down, and can a relationship survive on respect alone?
Yes.
How? So I respect, survive on respect alone. I'm asking Lami. Okay. I'm going to ask you a similar question. Can I? Phyllis says no, but Lami says yes. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
You're with your partner.
Yeah.
This is someone that speaks to you with all the respect in the world, make you feel like, yeah, just as you felt. Oh, into your bad, bema to me, bu or ba se.
Yeah.
And Lami, there's never been a time that this guy gets you a gift. Never happened. There's never been a time that this guy told you that it's going to be fine. Maybe just giving you a word of affirmation. If you've gone back from a long day and there's a lot happening at work and you cannot handle anymore. Never heard anything like that. Guy never would want to focus you or anything, make you feel fine, hug you, kiss you, make you feel good, even have sex with you, make you feel fine as a woman that you are. But respect you. I mean, Kwame, when you wait, mommy. Kwame is doing it. Kwame, wait here, Mr. Wa, say. Oh, Kwame, no akasa. Oh, I been say, Mr. Pacho, wait here. Kaya ngini say, ngini say. Speaks with you with all the respect. Treats you well. Oh, with all the respect. I don't want us to confuse love and respect.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. So you see,
all of this doesn't happen by respect you. Do you think this love story would survive on respect alone?
Okay,
and why do you believe so?
So everything is phase. There's a phase for every stage in your life.
Mm.
Maybe I'm in a phase where I need respect more than love. So that is why I will opt for respect.
Mm.
And I will say that it is actually...
So you don't need all the things I mentioned. It's not really a thing you need. You don't need all the things I mentioned.
Yeah,
don't need anybody to gift you. Don't need anybody to... I mean, give you any words of affirmation. You don't need anybody to give you any physical touch. You don't need anybody to, what's the other ones? Act of service, having to be there for you, help you out with stuff without them not even saying and all that. Because that is not love. That's not respect. That's just somebody showing you love. You don't need any of that. You just need somebody that will just appreciate the woman that you are, make you feel like the woman you are, put you in your woman and all of those things that you people say. That's it.
Yeah, so I said that. Personally, that is the phase that I am. And then I...
So that means that you need love. Love is a thing that everybody needs. But then
we need
it gets
love.
To a point that you don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
And so all you need is a respectful man. Someone that
respects
you. And is it bad?
It is
when
not
you get to a point
bad.
Like that, don't you think it's bad?
You see... Even when you have all these love thing and everything, and then you still don't have the peace, there is no respect. Imagine gifting your lady and then out of love, and then she takes them like, "Dear Kranawati, what is this?" Like, you are showing love.
So in this state,
you are showing love, right? The person doesn't respect that. Maybe the person's response might be talking about something or bringing your mind towards something, but you are not able to see it and you see just a disrespect. I said I would choose respect because it brings peace.
Okay.
I really need peace in my life right now.
Okay.
I don't need the sex that much. No. I need peace. If we add sex, those gifting, I gift people a lot. So, yeah. So those things, and I don't need them for now. All that I need is respect.
Today, will you?
I
gift
really
me?
Need peace.
Today, will you gift me?
I won't gift you.
You're not gifting me today. Oh, how? But let me ask you this: which has hurt you more? In a relationship.
Okay.
Is it feeling loved? Is it feeling unloved or feeling disrespected? Which has hit
feeling
you?
Disrespected.
Have a story.
Hey, no.
So how then do you tell me that?
So you just wanted me to tell
not
a story.
Not a long story. I just want to hear a little about it. You have 2 minutes to do that for me.
Okay. So imagine a man takes you on holidays. Like, he took you to, let's say, a hotel outside Kumasi. You've really enjoyed yourself for, let's say, 5 days, and then you are back. And then he tells you that I took you there because I took one lady there earlier. So I wanted to take you there so that you don't complain.
Is that disrespectful?
Total disrespect.
Ladies, is this
total disrespect?
Can you repeat it again?
So, a man takes you on a holiday,
mm-hmm.
let's say for 5 days, mm-hmm. let's say vacation, yeah, mm-hmm. 5 days, and then you enjoy yourself, you like, oh yeah, baby, of course, oh yeah.
So we are going on a holiday.
Oh no, monsieur, no, no, wait, me, me, me.
Hey, you see.
So, yes, yes, I admit it.
And so, it's obvious.
He took you there, and then, like, more enjoying, more, you did everything as love partners. You did everything, and then when you return home, this man tells you that
I took you there
because I took one lady there. Yeah, one lady.
Time.
A lady, you know, he always tells you that, oh, this is just a friend. He took her there before you, and then he tells you that I took you there so you don't complain.
And so in the long run, or in the nutshell, if you're a man, don't take your woman
to where you've taken. Friend.
Listen, so in a nutshell, So in a nutshell, you're trying to tell us men that, in a nutshell, we shouldn't take
anyone,
our new woman to anywhere we're taking any former woman to.
No, this person is not a former.
That is not a
Not a former.
Send me there. I'm trying to say former name.
No.
Former name. Just be amening at. I'm just saying anyone that's been in my life before. Be amening at.
Not before. No, not before. And yet. Ni past friend or ni ex.
I'm not so tall.
Now down for yeah.
Ah, so that's what D.
Me assure. So you've taken this lady there.
The ladies are saying that it's total disrespect. So
yeah. Total disrespect.
He took the lady there. They really enjoyed themselves. And I saw the pictures of the same background of the lady on his phone. I was like, ah. So I just downloaded from the Google Photos and place it in his own camera roll, right? So when he opened the phone and he saw the picture, he knows that I've seen it. So when he saw it, he was like, yeah, so I took you there. So why are you complaining?
Look, I also took you there.
So
you
this
give
is
priority to your woman.
Yes, this is someone you said first. She is your friend. And I am your girlfriend.
Let me read these comments. I'm going to come to Bona. Phyllis, Winnie Ducky says, the love is not love when there is disrespect. Respect is respect, even when you are not loved.
Yeah.
And Ms. Zina says that love may capture the heart, but respect protects it. It forces to choose one. If I'm forced to choose one, I'll choose respect.
I'm shaking.
Oh.
The person didn't love
you. Oh, honestly, I'm
Ms. Zina again says, because a person who truly respects me is more likely to love me in a healthy and lasting way. Phyllis says, how can you say that to your girlfriend? And Ms. Zina says, if we break up, don't go chill with your current girlfriend at where we used to chill.
Especially like the watching zones.
That's what I'm about to say.
Don't dare.
I was about to say that you show me watch a joint, the watch it hits. You say make I not go there again because we
don't
go there again.
Go there again. Me if I see you, I'll hit you with something. me who am I bold?
Anyways, let me ask you, Singh. Do you think a relationship can survive on love alone?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
how would that happen? Please tell me. Love alone. Like, see, this guy insults you. Hey,
the person doesn't love.
But your gift, me the gift that he may or love you or the gift about form of love.
See,
me love you.
No, that is not love.
Foolish girl, lie down. Open your legs. Let's have sex. That's love.
That's
and then
not love.
The sex too, he would do it proper, kissing you, love talking you,
that
romance.
Is that is not love.
And so. That's not love. That's not love.
That if I can call it.
Now everybody say that's not love.
And I, a friend is saying.
Everybody say that's not
that's
love.
That's not love. That's infatuation. You are obsessed with a person.
Hey.
You are just obsessed with a person. That is not love.
So that is why I made mention
of we have pure love and then we
the pure
have
love is what
fake
pure love.
Love
is what.
No matter what.
Oh, Abraham ni Sarah.
Why they?
Abraham ni Sarah.
Oh, why
that is love.
You see, but on the most serious note, love when the person genuinely loves you, everything about you is just about
it's not going to be vulgar like I said. That is what is made probably making you feel like that. This guy won't even say insult all of those things, but you could tell that nigga no.
He doesn't love you. He doesn't. See, I always say
if this is what you are saying, it means that respect exists before love.
Please let me get on the phone lines and we'll come and finalize respect on whatever you want to say.
It's
embedded. Hold on for me. 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. And also on 03-220-83597. Which one are you going for? If your partner could only give you one in abundance, are you going for deep love or deep respect? 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. You can also send a voice note to us on 055-11-11-995. 055-11-11-995. 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. 03-220-83598. Phyllis is asking, it'll be on air. Yes, we are on air on Love 99.5. So you can give us a call if you're watching and you want to share your thoughts. Maybe you want to share your grief, your world in a call. That'd be fine on 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. 03-220-83598. You can pick your phones now and then give me a call. But you were about to say something. Let's continue. As one of the calls come through, we'll pick them and then.
We always say that love is blind. But love is never blind. I always insist on the fact that it is only the fake love that is blind, because you are always being around someone who is trying to prove to you that I love you. See, if the person loves you genuinely, it will come effortlessly. You will not even say it. You will not even say, oh, the person will even understand your mood. Are you ready to talk? Are you ready for this? And if you say no, the person respects that, and that is love.
You don't care about me. I said that no, and then you actually went for the no. Meanwhile, you know that I was going through a lot, and then I was trying to talk to you, and then you didn't mind me.
When I say get out. Meanwhile, why are you going out?
Why did you go out?
Yes. Shame. Why are you going out? I mean something else.
You do
yes, that. Yes, I get worried. Why are you
why
going
did
out?
You go out?
Yeah.
So I say you should go out, so you're going out.
Yeah, go out, like, go out. I'm trying to communicate. Like, I'm trying to say something. That let's fix it. Why are you going out? It means me willful. I'm angry. So do something. Why are you going out?
You are going out because you say you should go out. See, the person doesn't love
and
you.
And see what you said there. I'll say that when you say go out, the person respects you and the person will just go out, because now that is what you need. So the person will go out, but you don't want that respect there.
Miss Zina says,
but I feel after some minutes, come back, right?
Right.
PA 2 minutes, now, right? Send me PA.
Miss Zina says that. We always talk in the opposite way.
Yeah.
And Winnie Ducky says, why are you not grabbing my waist and pulling me closer?
Of course. Like,
they all think alike. After saying what you said, now this is what you're saying.
No, so, hold
see,
on.
See,
you're not getting
I said
it.
Something. Hey. I said something.
You never get me. You never get me. Look at what you're saying to me. Oh, I said something, but you're not paying attention. They're even doing it to me. I'm not their boyfriend.
Yes, you were not paying attention. What I said was that, let's say this person respects you so much that whatever that comes from you, the person accepts it. So you are angry. You say, go out. Like, I don't want to see you at all. Okay, ma. Then the person goes out.
I'll do it.
I'll fry.
You see, sometimes too much respect will hurt you. Like, no, don't go out. Come here.
You really
come,
want the
come, come
around.
And let's talk. Let's fix it before you go. Don't leave me in that mood alone.
I say that.
No.
You see, with this, if the person is only respecting you and not loving you, the person will go. And for days, the person will not even be with you. You'll be like, and so some call. And if you don't call the person will not call you. But with love, after the person even exits the room, will test you. I know. I think this will so make you happy.
I'm on
free happy.
Room now. I'm on texting now. I'm on Payana.
See, the person will leave the room and test you that.
But you know, sometimes they've also lived with you for a while, so they know what you actually exactly. want. So let me create a space so that she can come back.
I was saying something that until you feel loved. See, at first I feel like if someone loves you, the best they can do for you is maybe get you food when you're hungry or when you're sick, they come to you. But when you realize that everything, even what you wear concerns the person. Even what you wear concerns the person. Mm. Who you see concerns the person.
No, I mean, you're too controlling.
Controlling. No, it doesn't come with that love. Doesn't come with control. See, the person just keep
we
me.
Know your type, we know your type,
See,
we are familiar.
No,
with
I'm
your
serious. Game. I'm serious with this.
Please don't hold the mic. Give some feedback, right?
I'm serious with this. Just keep me posted on anything you do. Just keep me posted. The long hours you can even speak is maybe 5 minutes or 2 minutes.
We know your type. We know your type.
Unless you are, I'm serious with this. Unless you are done with what you are doing.
This is something I'll say. Mushy move is too much. Moving it does.
I'm serious.
The person is yet to experience love.
I'm telling you, you are yet to experience it.
Allah.
Let's put jokes aside.
You are yet to love.
If you are sick, see, I know of my friend. Not here. Just not in this.
Geographical.
She's dating a married man. When she's sick, this man finds means and ways to leave the house and go and be with her.
She was dating who? Come again?
A married man. The man
they don't marry those days. It is normal.
He finds means and ways to be with this person, and to not like someone that the wife does everything. Truth be told, the lady is giving the man hard time. So they are on the process of divorce, right? But family said they should stay together. This man will leave the house, go and be in the hospital.
I didn't ever catch him.
I'm serious about this.
No, it's not what you're saying.
No,
it's
not what
the
man, what the man is saying.
Story, so.
Seriously. If you are dating a married man, I would tell you don't do it unless the person is giving you dollars, giving
so
you
the man,
money.
So yeah, good. Nanama says that. So the man doesn't respect the wife. Yeah.
The man doesn't respect the wife. The man loves the
because the
lady.
Man doesn't love the woman.
Yo, that's it.
That is it. Because the man doesn't love the woman again.
So the man doesn't respect the wife
because
and,
he doesn't
and
love
you think
them,
the man loves and respects you so much that you will end up being the wife in this the situation.
It's obvious. It's obvious because the man doesn't like the woman again at first.
So if a man loves you, sometimes what they do to others, you're supposed to pay attention to it. So if,
exactly
yes. So Ebeba also it's just a face.
If I'm a cheat,
if you
it's just
a
face.
If you see
and
someone,
that I've changed with you. It's only because maybe for a time you're doing something that is working for me.
So whatever that happens to the wife,
If we always say love is blind, I always say no. Love is not blind. We see the thing.
I also love is blind.
Love is not blind.
No, she didn't say that.
I didn't say that. Love is not blind. It is we that make love to be blind. We see the things, but yet we still go in.
So your friend is still seeing the things, signs and wonders coming from afar.
It is not negative.
But she is paying attention to the man coming to her. So she sees that as love and respect.
Nice. Because
meanwhile, she's supposed to read from afar.
She knows the background.
No.
I'm telling you.
She knows what she has to know.
Family.
We can get
evidence. Side chick conversation is fine.
Oh wait, seriously.
Side chick wins. It's okay. Side chick has won.
From both families.
Side chick always wins, right? So it's fine.
Even the ladies.
Because the moment there's number two.
Of the
if there is a number two,
number one
there is a problem far away.
Yeah,
exactly. And the person
let's get our final words. Let's get our final words. Why?
Don't worry.
Side chick for them. I'm on They always win.
They have power.
Congratulations to all the side chicks. And we need to start. A man that loves and respects you will make sure his marriage has ended before dating you.
Yeah. And that is what right now,
get your own. Right. We are single.
Engaged. So, my target is interesting.
Mizina says, don't worry, when the marriage ends, he's going to do the same to you. Guys,
of course.
Final words on our conversation. I think for me, I'm going to start with you. Fancy, okay. I say what I have to say.
So, I will still be on respect. I will still be on respect. We really have to respect each other. Mm. And if the love that we saw in each other finishes, we can continue to bring it back with the respect we have for each other. I totally believe in respect. You can maybe you cannot gift me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you cannot kiss me. You are not that romantic. Maybe you can't touch.